I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Economic drama in Greece has exacted a deadly toll. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says over the last year, the suicide rate there has doubled. Ministries connected with AMG have been opening their doors.
We are partnering with churches to minister to people's daily needs, such as food and basic household items. And as more people come to us seeking help, we are seeing a lot more openness to people understanding that we are doing this because we want to show Jesus' love to them.
A snap election is slated for May 6th. People are desperate for hope. Pray for gospel opportunities. Elsewhere, judges are making a decision on the appeal of an Algerian believer to a 5-year prison sentence. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the believer regularly shares his faith with Muslims. Last May, he shared Christ with a man who then accused him of insulting Muhammad. The believer was arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison for shaking the faith of Muslims. Pray for a positive outcome to the appeal and for this brother to keep sharing the truth either way. And World Malaria Day was April 25th. It raised awareness and involvement about this preventable but deadly disease. India Partners' Brent Hample says they're providing treated mosquito nets through church partners.
It creates a relationship of compassion. As Jesus has commanded us to care for our neighbors, we are caring for you. And it opens doors. People will respond and get to know their local Christian community that maybe they avoided. But now this outreach that is taking place is breaking the ice and helping them to understand what Christians are about.
Investing $10 for a net introduces hope for the future, too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.